Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is like the forgotten series in the NBA playoffs this year, except for here. I think we know what's going on. The games have not been good. You'll agree with me on that, right?
The games have been atrocious.
Okay, good.
You had one team look bad in the first two games, and you had the other team look bad in the other two games. So maybe you get a good game tonight.
Maybe. We've had, one game on true network television? I mean, if NBA TV counts, then I'm not going to say that it doesn't. But we had the game on TNT, the last game. Four was on TNT. I watched it there. NBA doesn't care about the series.
Look,
do they?
Sure they do.
Jeff, they don't really care about this. The series got buried.
Well, of course it got buried, but of course they care. There are only four series going on in the Eastern Conference and four in the West. Of course they care. It's an opportunity to make money. Of course they care. The point of it is you have a 4 and a 5, correct?
Correct. Should be the best series.
What's supposed to happen?
It should be close ball games all the way through.
Just like the other 4 and 5 in the West. And guess what? They're both tied at 2.
Yeah, but you're talking about overall. I'm talking about pure game. Pure game, these games have not been close at all. They've been horrible to watch.
Well, The idea is to win 4 out of 7. I'm not even disagreeing with you. The games have been ugh. I mean, what did the Cavs possibly do at halftime in Orlando? I mean, did they eat too much? Did they not talk at all? Did they talk? Who knows what they did, because they were terrible in the third quarters.
I think they were playing Wordle, and I think they were all stuck.
That might have been. But the point is to win 4 games. They have every opportunity to do that. 2 of the next 3 are right here in town. If they don't win Game 6 in Orlando, they can still, if they win tonight, all they have to do is win their home games and they win the series. And they've been a good home team, and Orlando's been a poor road team. That said, I think whoever they play in the second round, Boston, they'll get whacked. Either one of these teams would. Personally, that's what I think.
All right, maybe we need a little legal help. The counselor, Jack, is in Solon. Hi, Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Did I do something wrong?
No, I don't think you did.
Jack, are you there? I hear you. You're almost. Jack?
Stop. Move along.
We gave him his chance.
That's not considered a billable hour, right?
I think it is.
In Jack's profession, everything's a billable hour.
That's it. We're toast. Tickets for tonight's game, what are they, rumored around $40 trying to get in?
34 is what I have.
34 is the current update on tickets?
Is that a bad thing?
I don't know. It gives people a shot to go watch a game. Maybe they haven't had the opportunity to pay for overpriced tickets. right? I mean, to get in, 34, that's fine.
I mean, what's more outrageous, NHL or NBA ticket prices? They're both outrageous. But, yeah.
Major League Baseball. I don't know. Did you listen to any of the games this weekend? I was listening to Guardians.
Yeah.
And Hammy told the story of what, like, so they have dugout suites. Yeah. Did you hear this story?
No.
So they have dugout suites at the newer ballpark in Atlanta, right? I think you have to buy, what was it? I was trying to remember what he said. I think it's $1,200 a game minimum to buy the tickets, and you had to buy a 7-year plan.
Wow.
For those, but you do have your own waiter.
That's Atlanta.
Hot
city, Andy. Hot city.
Maybe we should look at that as a good thing. What'd you see, $34 for tickets? That's the last thing you saw?
Mm-hmm.
Selling fast. This series has just felt awkward from the beginning. You know, as far as just excitement.
Oh, but what do you want?
You have
the fourth team playing the fifth team. That's just the way it went. They're going to play, and the winner's going to advance.
Yep.
You're looking for a huge buzz. It's just the NBA playoffs.
It's the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, there should be some buzz.
I think there is.
Dan, it's a playoff series. He thinks there's buzz. I don't.
Andy, we're talking all about it.
We're talking about it because that's what we do. We're sports talk radio.
That's what we're supposed
to do. And normally we could feel the buzz, but I don't think that there's this whole overwhelming outside of our world.
You know what the buzz has been?
The buzz has
been discussed with the way the Cavaliers played in games 3 and 4.
There's buzz. It's nervous energy. That's the buzz. It's not the buzz of, you know, oh my gosh, the playoffs are here. This is outstanding. How wonderful to have playoff basketball. It's the, oh God, what do we do? Like, I walked outside. I was knocking out yard work yesterday and walked up to my neighbor. And the first thing he says to me is, we got to get JB out of here. I mean, like, that's it. That's how it started. That's the energy that's currently here.
It did not help the situation that the Cavaliers kind of sputtered their way into the playoffs, that they did not end on an upswing, and that Donovan Mitchell was hurt. That didn't help.
But they played a good portion of the season with at least one of their core hurt.
But one of their core was not named Mitchell. They played well without Darius. They played well without Evan. They played well without Darius and Evan. They did not play well without Donovan Mitchell. And Donovan's not right. Sorry, he's not right.
I don't know. I look at this series and I think people are just waiting for Endgame. So they're waiting for it. They're waiting for Thanos to snap his fingers.
I'm waiting
and make
for round
season
two.
End.
Cavs Celtics. Let's go.
Jackson Solon, one more shot there, counselor. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Jack. Was that a billable hour?
No. Right, I got called away. I'm sorry. But you know what? I have this is pro bono, but you know, I have a lot to say, so so bear with me here. Okay, you know, the problem with the Cavaliers goes way beyond this series, and allow me to elaborate. First of all, I lost total respect for them when they laid down against Charlotte to choose to play Orlando. That is such a losing mentality that really turns my stomach. They blew an opportunity to have two home court advantages for the first two rounds of the playoffs. But when you're picking to play the worst team, what does that say about your team? What does that say about your mentality? The problem with the Cavs is this. Number one, they're horribly coached. JB's got to go. End of story. And they're mismanaged. When they made the horrible trade for Donovan Mitchell, you don't make a move like that unless you're ready to win the championship.
Bingo.
Not to win a round, not to win two rounds, but you make a move like that when you're ready to win the championship, and they're not even close. They're going to be lucky to win this series. So wouldn't you still like to have Lauri Markkanen as your wing? Yeah, you would. So, I lost total respect for the team. They need a new coach. They need a new general manager because he really screwed this team up, and all I can say is go Guardians.
There you go, counselor. Thank you.
That was like a great closing argument there.
So now are we sending this the jury back to the jury room to make a decision?
Don't say that. This might become billable if you keep that up.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop.
I don't know.
I think we live in an age sometimes where we blame general managers and coaches sometimes for things that they're not actually like. I think managers in baseball, sometimes head coaches in basketball, are just they're taking orders from the general manager or ownership. And then sometimes I think I don't know. I still wonder how the whole deal went down. Like, I wonder if Kobe was all in when Donovan was available. Like, I wonder how did that happen? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You wonder if the ownership is like, oh my God, big name, bring him in. Okay. Make it happen. Okay. Might cost you your job. Okay.
I don't know, Andy.
I don't know if that's the way it went down or not.
I don't want to bash the trade. I want to pull for the team in game five tonight. I've made my thoughts about the trade very clear. Have I not?
Since day one.
And they haven't changed. And I'm with Jack. I liked the direction they were going in. And I thought if you wanted to do something in that regard with the three big guys and the one guy with a very different skill set than the other two in Markkanen, you just didn't ask Lowry to do as much as Utah's asked him to do or as Chicago did earlier in his career.
Right.
And then, you know, Colin was a guy you could use him or trade him. And as you've mentioned, you know, when we've talked about this, there are still three first-round picks that are going to Utah.
Yeah.
So wait a second. We're celebrating the Browns being done getting Deshaun Watson. There are still three first-round picks that aren't going to be here over the next 5 years, starting in 2025.
I feel like we paid off the first mortgage. Now the second mortgage is coming due.
And you have the possibility of getting a lesser first-round pick in two of the next 5 years because of the pick swaps. So if it doesn't work now, what's going to happen in the next 5 years when you lose three first-round picks and you're in a city that's not a free agent destination? Tell you what you might have to do. You might have to go Oklahoma City Thunder, sell off pieces for first-round picks, and go with a rebuild. And that's not a bad idea. That's down the road. That's down the road. Right now, Andy, you've got a team that's in the playoffs, and you think you're pretty good. So let's see if you can finish it off. And I hope they can.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign
sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think, the years where the Cavs found themselves in the draft lottery, I think those are agitating years, I think, for ownership. I don't think they ever want to be there. I think that they'll do whatever it takes to try to have the opportunity to win a championship. I just don't – I wonder what the strip down of this team is going to be if you're going to – go down that road.
I don't even, yeah.
And at what point, and like what
keywords there, if you go down that road.
If you, right. Yeah,
it's if.
I'm still wondering, like I wonder all the time what the Mitchell situation is going to be and how they're going to do. I mean, do they think that they might be able to convince him next year and hang on to him?
If you were him right now, would you sign up?
No way. I'm gone. See you later. Peace. But that's after two games. And you know what, Jeff? I'm not going to look at it that way anymore.
There you go.
You have changed my mind. I still have absolutely no faith in this team for tonight, but I'm going to have a good attitude about my no faith. I'm going to be loud and proud. And once they get past the third quarter, if they have a lead, I might actually be able to breathe.
Now we're talking.
I feel so much better. Jeff, you have completely corrected my day. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, all you got to do is win two of the next three, and you move on to the second round.
I don't have a lot of faith in tonight. Okay. Mary Kay Cabot next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.